Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So where do we start as Travis Williams, the new president of the Pirates, starts to put a team together? This signing of the general manager, obviously a key piece. And the next will be the manager position, which they said they're going to fill rather quickly.
Charrington actually, this threw me a little bit, said days, not in the coming weeks. I think it would be a little bit of a surprise to see somebody in place this week, but the winter meetings are December 8th, I believe, and you're going to have some. They like a lot of the groundwork they've done. I know they like Derek Shelton from the Twins, Mark Kotze from the A's. Two very viable candidates. Charrington was noncommittal on whether he'll bring in anybody else, but I think they like where they're at with this thing. I don't think it's too terribly far off. Maybe next week if they don't get it done this.
All right, so you had Bob Nutting up there, the owner of the Pirates. You had Travis Williams, the new boss, and of course, then you had Ben Charrington being introduced. How did they handle the question about payroll?
Well, I mean... In an interesting way, I'll put it that way. Bob Nutting said, I wish there was more money to be spent. I'm not sure that's going to go over well with fans, but I know what he was saying. I mean, they're not going to increase the payroll at all. Or, you know, I wouldn't say increase the payroll to where they were with the Red Sox. They're going to increase it a little bit in terms of, you know, maybe infuse a little bit more cash, and they used an analogy of different buckets. You have the player development bucket and the major league bucket and all that stuff. So you may see them shift some money around. But it's not going to be a drastically different business model.
It is going to be a completely different vibe for spring training, which is only a few months away at this point. So they got to work quickly.
Oh, they do. They absolutely do. But again, I would rather see them get this right and work quickly than rush something and then, you know, have time to reflect on a bad hire or something you didn't want to do. You know, and I get the process was kind of wonky here. A lot of people were wondering what in the world Bob Nutting's doing. But, you know, it's just not black and white. You get into these things and you start getting feedback from people and you start realizing what these people want to do when it comes to keeping, retaining, or whatever. And, you know, during this process, I think Bob Nutting learned a lot about his team, and that's why you saw the changes.
You know, clearly the Pirates need to put more rear ends in the seats. And the way you do that is to win. So there needs to be something of a change. The question is, do they need to make a big splash player kind of acquisition in order to say to the fans, we're serious?
I mean, I don't know if any fans would believe them at that point if they signed a big player, and that's not always the right thing to do. I think the best move is to sign the right player. Right now is that they have a hole at catcher that they really need to fix. And if they get the right catcher, I think that can help their pitching staff. And that was a large part of why they struggled last season. They didn't pitch well enough. They didn't have somebody on the other end of that battery. So, I mean, signing the right catcher is worth the money to me. But going out and signing some sort of name just as a gesture of goodwill, I if I'm a fan, I would rather see them improve their drafting, player development, all the stuff that Charrington talked about yesterday.
We're with Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette. So who's likely to be the manager?
If I had to bet right now, guys, I'd go with Derek Shelton from the Twins. He's got the background that they should be looking for. You know, not only were the Twins hugely successful in a similar market this season, but he comes from the Rays before that and the Indians before that. So he's got a little bit of smaller market experience. He's seen the Twins take their offense from, like, mediocre to bad to probably the best in baseball this year. He has a reputation for connecting well with young players and being conduit to the front office. So, I mean, that's who I'd be looking at. And the second one, again, as I said earlier, would be Mark Kotze from the A's. A former player, very relatable, understands baseball, would be a good mind.
You know, the Pirates certainly were bitten by the injury bug this past season. Is that a reflection of their fitness, of how the team is handling them as far as training and that kind of thing, or is it just a fluke?
I don't think it's a fitness training thing. Like, I don't think they have a flawed sort of medical philosophy, medical program. Are they, I'm trying to say this carefully as to not slam the medical people, because I don't think it's their fault, but, like, could they be using players differently, using pitchers differently specifically? Yeah, I think that's something that they should certainly look into, and I think that was more of a Clint Hurdle thing than a Pirates, you know, medical philosophy thing. And the other part of it, John, is that it is flukish. You know, the injuries had were not, like, wear and tear or, you know, they were just weird things. You know, you couldn't do that again and have that many injuries. So, again, I would look at it. I would certainly be critical of it, but I wouldn't chalk it all up to being some sort of flawed process.
Does owner Bob Nutting respond to questions about why he doesn't spend money to win?
Yeah, I mean, he was sort of asked that yesterday. I know he was asked that when we met with him and Travis Williams, and his argument that is just it's not possible, and it's not possible because he usually takes shots at the Pirates' financial landscape, or not the Pirates' financial landscape, but Major League Baseball's financial landscape, and he says it's not fair to small market teams. I know they're very sensitive to the idea that they can just spend gobs of money. They don't think they can. I know what Bob Nutting is worth, and so theoretically, you know, he should be able to infuse that cash. But when he's asked about it, to answer your question, Larry, it's usually some version of it's not fair to small market teams. Baseball's financial landscape is uneven.
You know, Jason, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I love to go to the games at PNC Park. But I'd like to be able to go to the games at PNC Park believing that every night I sit down in a seat, they got a legitimate shot to win.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are in your sort of category there, John. I don't think you're wrong for that. I mean, I think that's what Pirates management wants. I don't think any of their fans are looking at this thing right now saying this team has to win the World Series. You know, it's not like the Penguins where anything other than winning a Stanley Cup, or the Steelers, anything short of winning the Super Bowl is a failure. They just want them to not be the embarrassment that it were last season, to know that at least you have the 50-50 chance of winning. And I don't know if I'm crazy for thinking this, but I think it can be done in a small market. You've seen other teams do it. You've seen the Rays and A's do it. And the Pirates have had a flawed process in this department for a couple years, but I like where they're going with Travis Williams and Ben Cherington. I like what they're investigating, and I think there is some ground to be made up here to give you and other fans what they want, and that's a reasonable expectation that you're going to see some good baseball.
Read all about it in the Post-Gazette. Jason Mackey, as always, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.